This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Happy Friday. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours, getting you all ready and set for all of the action that we have this weekend. NBA playoffs. NFL draft is next week. Major League Baseball is going on. Damn it, Stanley Cup playoffs are going on. And then the thing that everybody can't wait for, UFL football as well. Yeah, I'm going to be hanging out with you, having a good time, and cracking jokes at the UFL's expense. My bad, okay? If you want to holler at me, it's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Me, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, is in New York City. Shout outs to everybody on the West Coast. All my folks in the Midwest. What up, Chicago, Kentucky, Indy? What's up, my mountain people? What's up, Colorado? All my people in Texas. What's up, Texas? And everybody near me in the South. Hello, Florida, Tennessee, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, North Carolina, South Carolina, everything, okay? Listen, this is when the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You can lock in on the free Odyssey app. That is spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y. If you don't have the Odyssey app by now, what the hell are you waiting for? You could literally hit pause right now and run to the restroom. You could hit pause. You can hit rewind and listen to you after you call me. Don't do it while we're on the air. There's so many things you could do on the Odyssey app. Make sure you go ahead and get it. Let me repeat. It's free. Was your food free today? Maybe. Clothes, all your clothes are free? Probably not. Where you live, where you stay, is it free? Probably not. But the Odyssey app is free. You can also listen on Sirius XM channel 158. Much love to my folks who have Sirius. You can listen on a smart speaker. Just ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And boom, we're there. We pop up everywhere. Of course, we got a lot to discuss today when it comes down to the NBA. We got two games. First of all, we got the Bulls and the Heat. They will be in action in an hour from now. This is a loser leaves town type thing. The loser, their season is over. Miami Heat will not have Jimmy Butler. We know he's dealing with an MCL injury. And then later on tonight, if you go ahead and take a look at the Western Conference as we get this play-in, or excuse me, this play-in the hell up one out of here, we got the Kings and the Pelicans. No Zion Williamson, because Zion is dealing with an injury to his hamstring. Not good when you weigh almost 300 pounds. Anyway, to talk about it all in about 20 minutes, we're going to chat with Law Murray. Law Murray is out here covering the Clippers for The Athletic. The Clippers playoff matchup is already set as the Clippers are going to take on the Mavs. Later on in the show, we're going to chat with Jim Ozarski. He covers the Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee Bucks are dealing with their own injury issues as Giannis Antetokounmpo is not looking real good right now with his strained hamstring, or excuse me, his strained calf. And we may not see Giannis for quite some time here, or maybe we won't. We have no idea, but we do know the Milwaukee Bucks are going to take on the Pacers. And then later on in the show, we're going to have a chat with Rex Walters. Knows all things basketball. Announcer, broadcaster, assistant. We know all of this. Rex is going to come through and join us later on in the show as he has some firsthand experience against many of these teams. I'll say it again. If you want to holler at me, it's simple. It's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. At that point, following me, you will already know about everything that we're going to discuss this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. Ryan Hickey, how the hell you doing? You good?
JR, I'm doing great. Let's go. Playoffs are basically here tomorrow. Draft's less than a week away. A lot of stuff that we could stop talking about what could happen. Now we can start reacting to what will happen and what did happen.
Yeah, soon. I mean, we got a guy who doesn't want to go play for the Commanders. How about that, right?
That'd be fun to see the drama play out next week. Maybe a little John Elway, Eli Manning, 3.0?
Oh, my. Is Jaden that damn good to call the shots like this? Come on now.
Ironic, by the way, when we were talking about this with Caleb Williams like 2 or 3 months ago, that he could be the guy not wanting to go to Chicago all along. It actually happens in the draft, and it's the guy, the number 2 pick. Hey.
Look, you have to have some cojones. And not only have cojones, you actually have to be good if you want to kind of switch up your tune or try to dictate where you're going to be drafted, at least in such a public manner. I mean, in a lot of cases, you will have agents who will work behind the scenes and people will put information out. And there's an art form. It's politics, like everything else in life. There's politics to trying to get drafted or trying to steer where you get drafted. I mean, early in the process, from not giving a team an interview or declining a workout. I mean, there's a million ways to kind of put a message forth that, yo, don't draft me. Like, don't do it. And sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. I think one of the most famous instances, not even the NFL, outside of, Eli Manning, he got traded immediately, the same day, the same night. I mean, you can go back to the NBA. Steve Francis, a lot of people don't remember this because Steve Francis is pretty irrelevant when it comes to the NBA right now. Steve Francis did not want to get drafted by the Vancouver Grizzlies. He didn't. He's like, man, I'm from Maryland. I'm from the East Coast. I do not want to go to Vancouver. And they drafted him anyway. And he went up there. And ultimately, they still traded him because he made it very clear, I don't want to be here. And so sometimes it can work. Sometimes it doesn't. We'll talk about Mr. Daniels later on in the show as he tries to figure out where he wants to go. And Deion Sanders also had some words about his own team, where he wants his son Shador to go or not go, as well as Travis Hunter, the wide receiver / defensive back / everything for those Colorado Buffalo. So we got a lot of time to go ahead and talk about some football. But let's get this out the way, because of all the matchups that I've already mentioned in the NBA playoffs this entire weekend, yeah, tonight we get the play-in games. It's kind of like, okay, we're going to find out who's the first place loser and who's going to go home. We see all of that. But I would say the premier game of the entire weekend, we got to go to Denver, Colorado. We got to go hang out with the defending champions in primetime tomorrow. We have to take a look at what the hell is about to go down between the Los Angeles Lakers, who beat the Pelicans to get to this spot, and the Denver Nuggets, who ended up with the second seed. A lot of people said before we even got here that the Los Angeles Lakers should do everything in their power to lose the first play-in game so they could end up as the eighth seed to potentially, let me say this again, to potentially take on the young Oklahoma City Thunder. Because who wants to face off against the defending champions? The answer is nobody. And unlike Mr. Paul Reed said for the Philadelphia 76ers, you're not supposed to admit who you'd prefer to face because you look like a scared fill-in-the-blank. You don't want that. And so the Los Angeles Lakers, if they want to advance, if they want to make their bones in the Western Conference, they got to knock off the defending champs right away. And if you saw, if you remember how Nikola Jokic played last postseason, he's a bad dude. He's capable of going out there and giving you, I don't know, 30, 15, and 10 on a consistent basis. He abused the Los Angeles Lakers last postseason. The Nuggets swept the Lakers. Jokic was doing step back threes. Anthony Davis, who's one of the best defenders in the NBA, God bless him, Anthony Davis, actually played this season. He didn't fall down from a broken fingernail. Anthony Davis would be in Jokic's face. Jokic would hit turnaround threes on him with ease. And Jokic is on his way to a third NBA MVP award. Yeah, if you're the Lakers, you don't want this. It doesn't matter who's on the team. LeBron, Anthony Davis, they would have to bring back a prime Shaq, and God rest his soul, a prime Kobe, and a Magic to guarantee a victory against this squad. The Los Angeles Lakers, they got their work cut out for them. This is the matchup that people want to see. Are the Lakers going to get swept again? Or are they going to extract some revenge? Because the Lakers were certainly brought up a whole hell of a lot after the Nuggets won their championship. LeBron James spoke to the media, of course he did, and he was very serious in tone. He said, listen, we have to maintain ourselves at all times. Listen to LeBron James.
You allow yourself to get away from the game plan when you make it too personal. You know, we have a game plan. You go out there and execute it, and you live with the results. I'm kind of the last person you should, you know. I just stay even keel. I've been in the postseason way too long in my career to know that you don't get too high off of game one or get too high over whoever the matchup is. You got to just stay even keel. There's going to be a lot of swings throughout the course of the game, throughout the course of the series. And it's, you know, how long you can just keep your mind even keel and keep the main thing the main thing. So they're a great team. We know what we're capable of, but the game is not won in the transcripts. The game is won in between the four lines.
Oh, well, thank you, LeBron. Thank you for filling us in on that. Hey, Hickey, I love the new cliche. The latest cliche that I've heard over the past, like, 9 months, it's you got to keep the main thing the main thing. That's the new cliche. Have you caught on to that one yet?
I have. I like it. Replace, got to keep our focus, only worried about what we can control. Now it's right. Keep the main thing the main thing.
How long does this cliche stick around? We got another couple of months. The main thing, does it last until 2025?
I would say 2026, 2027.
Oh, wow.
Right? These cliches, they don't change hands that often.
They don't? You know, how about this one? People, one of one. That was hot for like a year, and I feel like that's kind of slowed down a little bit. It's only been a year.
Replaced by I'm him.
Ah, yeah. I'm him. I feel like I'm him started to slow down as well.
I hate that one, so I'm glad. Everyone is him now.
Yeah, after you hit the somebody is going to hit a big shot here in the postseason, and they're going to turn around, and they're going to scream down the court, I'm him.
I'm him. What bothers me about that? It's always like Scrubs.
A Scrubs, like Patrick Beverly will scream, I'm him, right?
Hits one shot, I'm him. Okay. Now you hit the shot, but can we pump the brakes, please?
Yeah, it will be Patrick Beverly. This is the same dude who played for the Minnesota Timberwolves and climbed up onto the scorer's table like he won a championship. And what did they win? Was that a play-in game? I don't even remember. It was so insignificant.
That was the play-in game. I believe they won the 7 seed, if I'm not mistaken. God. He was crying. He was crying.
Yeah, you would think that they won the NBA championship in game 7 on a game-winning shot with like 0.3 seconds left, the way they were celebrating just going to the postseason. Well, you know what they say? Act like you've been there before. But if you've never been there before, what the hell are you going to act like? Patrick Beverly believes he's him. Also know Patrick Beverly is running around with a bum hand right now, but we'll talk about him and his team, the Milwaukee Bucks, later on in the show. LeBron James giving the Nuggets a whole hell of a lot of credit. the man who doesn't say a whole hell of a lot, he had to do the same for the Los Angeles Lakers. Listen to Nikola Jokic say, oh no, it's not going to be easy because they're a very talented team.
I think every game in the playoff series last year was really tough. You could go every beat the raid. It's going to be probably the toughest series that we had probably since I'm here because we beat them 4-0, but I think they're a really talented team. They're really well built. Even they have a couple guys get back. I have a huge respect for them, and I think it's going to be an interesting series.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's what you're supposed to do when you're the champ, right? You give them credit. You don't egg them on in regards to or before the quote-unquote battle. Throw them some roses and just go play in between the lines, in between the four lines, like LeBron James just said. We don't need all the back and forth and the huff and the stuff. The Lakers want revenge. The Nuggets want to go ahead and repeat. And this is the premier matchup of the weekend. If you're asking me, we can get through the play-in games tonight with the Kings and the Pelicans, and we can look at the Heat as well. And forget all of these teams. Forget all of them. Give me the defending champs and the Los Angeles Lakers. America is going to be tuning in tomorrow evening, tomorrow afternoon, depending on where you live, as Game 1 goes down in Denver, Colorado. The Los Angeles Lakers trying to represent the City of Angels and just give LeBron James a little bit of an oomph, because if they beat the Nuggets, I wouldn't be shocked if they went on a run towards a championship. Not at all. So the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're just getting warmed up. We're just getting started. You know, speaking of Los Angeles teams, I know sometimes it's difficult to remember this. There is another LA team. They're the Clippers. And they got stars. They got future Hall of Famers. They got Kawhis and Hardens and well, Westbrook's, and I guess Paul George will get in. That's for what, I don't know, but I guess he'll get in. They got Hall of Famers. They're going to take on the Dallas Mavericks, Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving, and some other guys that they play with. Well, maybe Kawhi will play. A matter of fact, we're going to get an update on Kawhi. We're going to talk about the Clippers, their construction. We're going to get into Harden, his contract. You know what? We're going to have a chat with Law Murray, who covers the Clippers for The Athletic. Don't move. We're going to talk about the other star-studded Los Angeles team. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Happy Friday on the Infinity Sports Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we got some basketball coming this weekend. Man, we got these playing games tonight, 8th seed, and then losers go home. Okay, but we got the real action over the weekend. Right before we went to break, we talked about the Lakers and the Nuggets, and we only got to wait until Sunday before we see the other Los Angeles team, full of future Hall of Famers, take on the Dallas Mavericks. I'm talking about the Clippers and the Mavs. There's a lot going on with the Clippers when it comes down to injuries and availability and even some fines. To talk about everything going on in the world of the Clippers, we're being joined by Law Murray, who covers the team for The Athletic. Law, how are you, man?
I feel good, man. It's good to get this thing over with. This has felt like what it's like to cover a football team. A bunch of talks for 5 days, 6 days until the actual game on Sunday.
I know. Well, we got about a day and a half, so you don't got to wait for too much longer. Before we jump into what the hell is going on with Kawhi and his knee and the team, I understand the Clippers were fined, what, $25K for sitting down, Westbrook, a couple of other guys on Sunday and not saying anything. What was that about?
I couldn't tell you, man. We've had a whole season of injury reports, and I guess they thought that they could just not play guys, and it would be cool because it's the end of the season. So they got a tap on the wrist for that, completely avoidable, and that's all that there is to it. Meaningless game, but they got – The NBA is watching all of these games. They all count, man.
Law Murray is here with us, the Infinity Sports Network. Looking ahead, we know we haven't seen Kawhi in weeks. Every time you look up every day, his knee is sore, his knee is bothering him, he won't be available, he will be available, it's overstated, it's understated. What's the latest with the oft-injured Kawhi Leonard?
Well, the tough part about this whole thing is that he wasn't often injured this year. He played his most games in 7 years this season.
68.
He played extremely well in those games. Like, he played more minutes per game this year than he has in his entire career, which is saying a lot. We're talking about a two-time finals MVP, a future Hall of Famer. Even this year, one of the best players in the entire league, and one of the main reasons this team got home court advantage in the first round and one of the most competitive Western conferences in some time, which is saying a lot. Like, you got two teams playing in the play-in tonight, both of them well over 40 wins. One of them season is going to be over. One season already ended in the Golden State Warriors the other night. And so it's tough to see that Kawhi is dealing with this at this time, a flare-up. That's really all you can call it. I don't think the organization is hiding anything about a more serious injury, which – unfortunately for the organization, if they get criticism now for how things are handled, it's because of the previous instances where Kawhi had a partially torn ACL, but the team didn't announce it until he had surgery for it weeks after the team was eliminated in the Western Conference Finals. Or last year, when they said that he had a knee sprain, but it was actually a meniscus tear, which they knew about. They just didn't reveal it until they were eliminated. So, because of the way that the team has handled Kawhi's past injuries and recoveries, there's going to be skepticism on what's going on now. But I don't think that it's anything more than what they're saying it is. It's inflammation. I think that if he does play game one, and I'm not expecting him to play game one anymore, information changes daily, and it has definitely influenced how I feel Kawhi's readiness will be. I just feel like you're not going to see him game one. I think he will be ready game two, or is going to push really hard to be ready for game two. And whether or not you get peak Kawhi Leonard, that's an open question of whether he plays or not. So I think that's the latest. Who knows? It could be different before Sunday.
Law, you've covered this team all season long. You talk about Kawhi playing in 68 games. Paul George was out there for 74. Harden played 72. All things considered, I don't think you could have asked for more when it comes down to this roster and this team in regards to participation. As we do head into the postseason, though, what are the odds? What are the chances that this team can win a championship knowing that, you know, hey, the main guy just went down momentarily, possibly longer?
I feel like the chances aren't that high, but it's not a criticism of the Clippers as much as it is an acknowledgement of the strength of how good the top of the West is, even the middle of the West, which is more or less where the Clippers are. I think the teams that establish themselves as contenders wind up getting the top three seeds in the West. That's Oklahoma City, Minnesota, and Denver. Denver's the defending champs. Oklahoma City is extremely well-rounded as far as what they do to make teams uncomfortable on both ends of the floor. And then Minnesota has the best defense in the NBA this season. So when you look at the Clippers, you can't describe them in any of those terms. We're talking about a Clippers team that hasn't won a playoff series since 2021 when Kawhi tore his ACL. We're talking about the oldest team in the league, a team that was inconsistent defensively. And there are stretches in March where they looked like one of the worst defenses in the NBA. But the thing about the Clippers is they do have a level. They know how to play without their best players. I do believe that Kawhi is going to make it back at some point before the end of their first series. And they're led by Tyronn Lue, a guy who's won a championship elsewhere and has shown that there's nothing that's going to faze him as far as deficits, unavailability of certain players, who they're going up against. Like, Tyronn Lue is a guy who's geared for upsets, geared for comebacks within games and within series. And I think that's going to be something that every team, starting with the Dallas Mavericks, has to consider no matter where they are in a series with the Clippers until the damn thing's over.
Law Murray covers the Clippers for The Athletic. You talk about Luka Doncic. Any given game, you know he can go out there and give you 30, 10, and 10. He has Kawhi. They got a little bit of help now and P.J. Washington. They seem to be a little bit more of a complete team than we've seen in the past. What do you think happens with this series? Are the Clippers going to be able to edge them out, or do you think the Mavs are going to take it?
I expect the Clippers to win this thing in a game seven, which means it's a coin flip series. It's going to be very tough. I think both teams wind up leading. I think both teams wind up winning on each other's home floors. And the thing with Luka is this is a well-rounded Dallas team in terms of they've improved defensively. They've improved their interior presence. They have Kyrie Irving, who is a star in his own right. And the only way you beat Luka is you have to score on them. You have to attack them and challenge that defense in ways that, as Dallas showed that they were the best defense in the league over the last quarter of the season, they didn't face teams like the Clippers. They didn't face the kind of personnel over the last quarter of the season that is capable of beating you so many different ways. And so a guy like James Harden, for instance, has to be great as a scorer as well as a facilitator. I have confidence in James as being a great facilitator. It's the scoring that takes a dip in the playoffs, the efficiency, how well he gets shots off and how willing he is to keep going when he doesn't have it. But the same guys that criticize James for what his shortcomings are in the playoffs, they ignore the 40-point performances in the playoffs as well. They ignore the fact that he's there every year, and this is the easiest task as far as, like, his workload is concerned. He's playing, especially if Kawhi's there, obviously, but he's playing with talent that can take the pressure off of James and allow him to be a whole lot more efficient and effective. So this is going to be the most interesting first-round series out of the eight that we get. I don't care who we get as far as the 1-8 matchups, but I expect that extra push that comes with not knowing that you're guaranteed the same group of guys next year. I think the Clippers are going to make sure that they win this damn thing somehow.
And Law Murray is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. When you think about the Clippers roster, aging Hall of Famers, still a hell of a collection of talent. Russell Westbrook is now coming off of the bench. You think about Harden and his contract issues over the past few years. Win or lose, what could this offseason look like for the Clippers, especially as they get ready to move into this new building?
Well, I think that the playoffs are going to dictate a lot of what happens and how it happens. So, you know, we can't look at this as the offseason going the same way if they win a championship or get to the finals or something as, you know, the same course of actions if you don't make it out of the first or second round. So I think that the contracts speak for themselves. I mean, Paul George has been extension eligible all year, but I think he winds up considering whether or not to pick up his player option as a means of increasing his leverage. Paul is being tasked with having to be the Clippers' best player as these playoffs start, and he's been really good. He had a downturn in the winter, but ever since, I would say, mid-March, he's been playing outstanding basketball. And he's a guy who he's going to want to get compensated accordingly. You look at James Harden, the reason he's with the Clippers is because things broke down in Philadelphia. And James was looking for what's the next spot that can help him win a championship while also helping him be in a position where he can earn what he feels like he's owed. He's taken sacrifices before, so that's going to be a consideration. And then you look at even Tyronn Lue. Tyronn, I think, is going to get paid by somebody. And it better damn sure be the Clippers. Like, I don't think there's anyone who thinks that the Clippers are going to upgrade a head coach without Tyronn being there. So But these playoffs are going to dictate, especially Kawhi's health situation, is going to dictate the tenure of how Tyronn Lue is going to approach wanting to re-up with this team. So a lot is on the line here. I would say everything is on the line as they look to enter a new era going into the Intuit Dome for next season.
Law, final question for you. You mentioned the Intuit Dome. I've certainly seen how he wants to have a European-style fan wall behind the basket, special prices and admission to get the fans up and going. We know about the enthusiasm of a Mr. Steve Ballmer. How long is this going to last? Is this going to resonate with Clipper fans? Are they going to blow this thing up, or is it rather gimmicky here at the start?
I don't think anything's a gimmick when it comes to the Clippers or their fans. Like, this is something that people wanted, a home court advantage. Playing at Staples Center, now Crypto.com Arena, downtown L.A., I mean, there's been a good environment there. This has been one of the most successful NBA franchises in Steve Ballmer's tenure there. And it ain't just because of the talent, because we've seen Kawhi and Paul miss significant portions of seasons, and the Clippers still wind up well over 500. So this is something where next season is just a chance for this fan base and this franchise to have a real home court advantage for the first time, really ever. We're going back to when they were in San Diego and in Buffalo, playing in the sports arena, the dilapidated sports arena by the time the Clippers were playing there. So they were third-class citizens playing in this building. And now next year, yeah, to have the wall, it's like, it's going to feel different there. And yes, being a winning team is a part of it. Being a team with stars is a part of it. Being a team that can reasonably call themselves a contender is a part of it. While they're going to have a good chance to win games next year, the regular season isn't the Clippers' problem. It's the playoffs. And this playoffs, look, people are going to show up for the Clippers next year, but how they're going to show up, it's going to be bolstered by how this playoff run goes.
Yeah, and they're going to have less of a wait for toilets too, Steve Ballmer told us. So I certainly can't wait for that. It'll be an easy one. Well, Law, thank you so much for the time. Where can people follow you and all of your work with The Athletic?
Yes, well, shout out to The Athletic. I actually write, so, you know, I'm not out here just tweeting for my health. We writing stories out here, me and the whole staff, and I'm active enough on social media. So Law Murray the New on all the platforms that matter.
All right, thank you, Law. Appreciate you, and let's see what those Clippers do. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you so much.
No doubt about it. That Law Murray, who covers the Clippers for The Athletic. Yeah, it's going to be real interesting to see what the Clippers can do here in the postseason. Man, you think about the talent. Yeah, they played more games than you would even think that they would this past season. I'm talking about Kawhi, Harden, and Westbrook. You put Paul George in there as well. But now, of course, this is when Kawhi goes down. Weeks before we get to the playoffs, and he's still not eligible to play. Also, might be a little bit of a sticking point. Kawhi Leonard just named to Team USA Basketball, and it's like, well, damn, Kawhi, can we get you in the playoffs first? Like, they named him last, 12 out of 12, to make the Team USA roster. I mean, if I got to look up and down a roster, which is rather old, and I got to start making thoughts as to who's actually going to play, I look at Kawhi and I go, Kawhi Leonard's actually going to play in Paris? He's not healthy enough to play for the Clippers now. Is he going to be healthy enough to show up in a couple of months? I don't know. His knee will be barking by the time we get there, won't it? Oft injured, Kawhi. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler here on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of oft injured, we saw what happened earlier this week with Zion Williamson. He went down, or at least he was able to walk or run fast off with his hamstring injury. Someone who had a history of weight issues was able to still have a Hall of Fame career during basketball and after is Charles Barkley. And of course, Sir Charles had some words about Zion and his injury. We'll hear from Charles Barkley on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Law Murray. Covers the Clippers for The Athletic. He joined us in our last break. The Clippers are going to take on the Dallas Mavericks this Sunday in Game 1 of their Western Conference matchup. The Clippers are seeded 4th. The Mavs are seeded 5th. And we have no idea about the status of Kawhi Leonard. Based on that fact, and I think he's, well, we don't know. I can't even say I think he's going to play. They say he has inflammation that's still in his knee. I mean, this man has had leg issues for years, off and on and on and off. I can't trust him. I'm just going to go with the Dallas Mavericks just because. Now, is Russell Westbrook going to play hard and out of his mind? Oh, hell yeah. Yes, he is. Is Paul George going to play hard and out of his mind? Yeah, I assume he's going to try. And then with James Harden, he's going to have an amazing game, and then he's likely to have a crap game. And this is what happens when you have players who are older. Now, I mean, even in James Harden's prime, unfortunately for him, he had to do a little too much, and they suffered. I don't think that gets better as he or they get older. Hey, I think it would be a great story just to see Luka Doncic lose his damn mind, to see Kyrie Irving lose his damn mind. I'm going with the Dallas Mavericks to win this series. And for me personally, it'd be a great story, right? Los Angeles Clippers team with all of these, I don't want to call them controversial names, but names that people just go, well, damn. Russell Westbrook, Lightning Rod. Don't call that man out of his name. James Harden, Lightning Rod. I mean, this man got fined last offseason for calling his general manager a liar. Well, he ain't afraid to say nothing to nobody, even though he's not the same player he was a couple of seasons ago. And then Paul George, well, Paul George just plays, okay? Playoff P, Brick P, I don't know what they call him. And Kawhi, he's a robot. We don't know what the hell he's going to do. And so the Clippers and the Mavs are certainly an interesting series, and it'll be a lot of fun to see how Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic kind of tag team this situation in the postseason. I am all here for it. I am also here for the Intuit Dome. Now, I asked Law Murray about the idea of the fan wall being a gimmick. You know, I've been fortunate enough to go to some of these football matches, soccer matches in Europe, especially a team like Borussia Dortmund in Germany, where you literally have a wall of, I don't know, feels like 10,000 people on one side of the stadium behind the goal. Man, they got the flares. They got the flags. They got the big banners. They are screaming. They're chanting. They are standing up the entire match. Yeah, a soccer football match is shorter than a basketball match, thank God. But they are really into it. And if Steve Ballmer can recreate that here in the NBA, we might be onto something. I actually love the idea. I just don't know, and this is why I asked Law, how invested are the Clippers fans going to be? I mean, it's one thing to do this off and on throughout the course of a game, but the energy is different in a basketball game. There's so many starts and so many stops. That's why I said, is this a matter of being gimmicky? It's not a matter of looking at the Clippers and their fans and their dedication. Can this work at a basketball game, where there's timeouts, and it just, like, let's think about the last 2 minutes of a basketball game. It goes on for like 30 minutes, depending on what's happening. I'll tell you this, we have a section here in Atlanta. I should know what the hell it's called. I think this is the 12th man, I think. 12th makes more sense than 6th. Anyway, it's a section just up from the opponent's bench. And these fans, These are the rowdy fans, right? This is a group you gotta like join to be a part of the club and what have you. These fans will chant at the opposition, "We don't want you." Hickey, have you heard of this group, the six man, Hawk six man?
Yeah, we talked about him. I'm trying to remember the player. I think it was D'Angelo Russell, right? LeBron, he was like in trade talks of the Lakers, yeah. And they chanted at him, "We don't want you," or "They don't want you," something like that.
Yeah, they chanted. Well, I've heard them chant some wild things. They've chanted, "We don't want you." They have chanted to some guy, "LeBron is going to trade you." Like, they sung this to a guy on the bench, and he has no choice but to listen to it because they're right behind him singing this stuff. And I like it because it's offensive to the player, and it's fun. I mean, for all the drunk idiots that you have on the court saying all types of wild things, it's a little bit different when you have an entire section who's talking trash to you. Because what are you going to do? They're not saying anything vulgar. They're just getting right the hell to the point. And I love it. I gotta pull up some of the wildest things that they've said. They've chanted at players at the free throw line. And the players can't do anything but just grin and bear it. Is there anything wild that you've ever heard yelled at a player?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of things that I cannot repeat on the radio. I'm trying to think of, like, creative ones. Because I'm not the creative type, so I usually just more the listener than the chanter. Nothing off the top of my head.
I'm trying to remember if they chanted Westbrook at Westbrook. Like, I think I would have remembered that.
Plenty of individuals have said that to him and have gotten called out for it.
Yeah. I've seen Westbrook play maybe a couple of times. I don't remember them chanting that. And now that I think about it, it's disappointing. But that Intuit Dome, it should be fun. I just hope that Clippers fans, they show up because, like, the rest of America, who thinks about the Clippers? Like, nobody. Like, who's a famous fan for the Clippers? Billy Crystal? Do you know anybody? I know a lot of people who like the Lakers. Do you know anybody who likes the Clippers?
I do not. No.
I mean, even it's tough. It's tough being a Clippers fan. They're changing their logo up. They're moving into a new arena. Let's just see what Mr. Steve Ballmer does over the next few years. He got a lot of money. He got more money than anybody else. And so I would think that the Clippers will be relevant. But one thing is for sure, one thing is for certain, Clippers are always going to be the little brother to the Los Angeles Lakers. It does not matter what the hell is going on in the city. It's a Lakers town. And even to think about the Clippers is any type of relevant. It's just, it's like, hey, there they go on the back seat. Like, how the hell do you how do they even market the Clippers? Are they selling Kawhi Leonard's personality? How do they sell this team?
Great question.
Come see the new stadium. We have more toilets, right?
Well, see what they're doing with the wall, too, in terms of first come, first serve, in terms of seats?
Yeah, something you bring a friend, right?
Like, and it's also, too, like, you get there, you know, an hour before the game, you go right down to the lowest row. There's, like, no assigned seating.
Yeah, but when I get there, you know what happens after I lined up outside for, like, 3-4 hours? You know what I want to do when I get inside?
Go pee.
Well, no. I want to sit down.
Oh, well, that's true, too.
Yeah, but that's counterproductive for what they're going for. I want to sit.
Well, I mean, you sit for an hour. Like, get there early. Sit down for an hour, and then all of a sudden, you know.
Here's another thing. Who the hell is going to wait outside? I mean, people will, right? These are the Clippers. This is why I ask these questions. Like, how invested are the fans going to be after a while? Because if the Clippers just end up being an average team, let's just say they're 41-41 squad, are people lining up outside? I guess somebody always will. Yeah, so I guess I answered my question. I don't know. I could see the days where this entire wall is just empty. That's just me.
Yeah, I think, or invaded. I think they're also going to try to keep people out, invaded by their fans.
Yeah, it's hey, good luck. Good luck to the Clippers, man. They deserve it. They need some positive change. I just don't think it's happening this year. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I didn't forget about Charles Barkley talking about Zion. We're going to get into that. Hey, we got an NBA matchup that's starting in a few minutes, and then we got an NFL player who's not wanted with his current team. I'll fill you in. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.